Intense attacks of M23 on the border city of Ishasha pushed Congolese soldiers and policemen to cross the border of Uganda, as reported by locals of both sides, DRC and Uganda, last weekend.
And in reaction from the DRC government.
Military authorities in North Kivu confirmed the information that the city of Ishasha fell into M23 and said that there was not enough protection to protect that city, as it was so close to Uganda and it was like isolated, as M23 was controlling many cities around it.
This is coming at the time that Rwanda and the DRC have signed a ceasefire agreement. What do the people think about the effectiveness of this ceasefire?
This happened just one day after the signature of a ceasefire in Luanda, capital city of Angola, between the DRC government and Rwandan government. And the M23 is the first to violate this ceasefire. And it's not the first time, because a week ago there was a truce, a humanitarian truce, negotiated by the United States government, and the M23 took benefits of that truth to attack some FRDC position. And here in ground, locals of DRC are not convicted of the effectiveness of this ceasefire, because it's not the first time. And always, rebels are not respecting ceasefire or truce, because they always attack FRDC position during truce and also ceasefire. And we must also know that the signature was between Rwanda and DRC, and M23 still say that they are not concerned by a signature between Congo and Rwanda.